Hey everyone, what's up and welcome back to the Artist Coaching Podcast. It's almost impossible for you to miss, but if you're a DJ or music producer, last week, the week of the Amsterdam Dance Event happened. The week when artists from all over the world fly in to shake hands with each other, have drinks, network, perform, and most of all, have fun. As with many others, I was also there. We had our own event and I wanted to share my main takeaways from the past events with you, just to give you an idea of what's really the trend that's happening in the music industry. Maybe on a macro scale, but also on like a personal level. I think that's kind of the thing I'm more focused on. So first of all, what I really noticed is times are changing. I noticed that in most of the conversations that I encountered over the week, authenticity was a very big topic. Artists are looking for a way to present themselves as they are, not who they are trying to be. And I believe that this goes hand in hand with the change that you can see happening on a much bigger scale in our society. We are tired of fake influencers. We want to see real people with real problems. And we want to build real connections with human beings. Therefore, it's important for an artist to present themselves as human beings and not as some sort of unreachable superstar. Being relatable is more important than ever, and this translates into your music. Make what you want to make. But mainly, it translates into your content, because you need to show who you really are as a person. You need to show what kind of person you are, what you like to do, how you spend your time, all those types of things. You want to give people the opportunity to get a better idea of who you are as a person and therefore connect with you. About that content, it's not a secret that content has become more and more important over the years. Some might even say that content is even more important than your music these days. One of the things that stood out to me was that I saw a lot of artists who brought their content creators with them. Artists were being filmed by a camera during the whole week just to create content. And to me, that's a smart move, but I can't really recall seeing this in previous editions of the ADE. It used to be exclusively for the bigger names, but now the smaller names are also doing it. Just another sign to me that artists are taking content more and more seriously and are seriously investing in it big time. So that's a trend that I also saw happening. A lot of camera guys walking behind the DJs. The last thing that stood out to me regarding the times are changing is that almost all the artists that I talked to were super open about their mental state. They were not afraid to have deep conversations about their emotions or feelings. And this used to be really different. There used to be some sort of taboo around this, but luckily, time is shifting. And again, I think this is connected to a much broader shift in society. You can see it happening with many other people, like regular people as well. It's just becoming more and more normal to talk about your emotions and feelings. And I think that that's the same thing happening in the music industry. By the way, if you can hear a little kid crying on the background, that's my daughter. I'm sorry for that. So, going to the future of music. So, not many people know this, I guess, but I've been spending a lot of time in the innovation of the internet in the past few years. I can say that the world is really changing rapidly. And a lot of big changes are coming in the digital space, and it's best for you as an artist to prepare or be prepared for when it comes. And when I say digital space, I mean social media, I mean the way of how you build communities, the way how you think about digital assets, all those type of things. What becomes more and more important is that you own your own data and you own your own fan base. And I can tell you this as an artist being longer in the industry, after being screwed over by Facebook, Instagram, and for the real Dutch OGs, Hives, and probably TikTok within a few months, artists are becoming tired of constantly losing the option to stay in contact with their own audience. Because once a big platform changes their algorithm, you suddenly can't reach your own audience anymore. So the audience that they've been building for years are not unreachable right now. You have to pay for it to reach them. And that's pretty tiring because you spend a lot of time and energy into building that fan base. Therefore, in the future, owning your own fan base and owning your own data will become the key to your success. So try to start focusing on that now. This can be as easy as starting to collect emails or drive your audience into a private Discord server. Don't let algorithms kill your research. The size of that fan base is also changing in the future. For those who are familiar with the 1,000 true fans concept, that's what it's all about. And if you don't know the 1,000 true fans concept, just Google it, you'll find it there. It's a white paper. Yeah, it's super clear. In the future, it will become much more important to have a smaller group of real dedicated fans instead of a huge group of followers that don't really care about you or your music. It's about focusing on quality over quantity. That's where the magic will happen. So far from my experience from this year's ADE, I tried to keep it short just to give you an idea of what ADE for me was about and what I took home from it. I'm excited about the future, especially after hearing amazing stories and meeting inspiring people who will be the future of this industry, and maybe that's you. Let's keep building it together and don't forget to enjoy that journey. In the end, that's what it's all about. And lastly, I want to thank everyone who visited our Munch and Mingle event from Artist Coaching. I really had a great time and really enjoyed your presence. Thank you for sharing your stories, your kindness, and your open-mindedness. I appreciate it.